People often romanticize prairies, thinking of cowboys and cattle, or a popular book series turned into a TV show in the 70s, and think of them as being out west, not necessarily in Michigan. I met Bob Gracie, director of Mathai Botanical Gardens, in Nichols Arboretum at Dow Field, a large prairie area in the Ann Arbor Arboretum, one of the older historic remnant prairies in the area.
Certainly hundreds of years, it may even go back thousands of years. We know that it was mowed from the period from the 1940s to about 1970. We do think that the vegetation here was all existed at that time. Because of that mowing, certainly some species are lost, but it's not as diverse as some prairies, but it's a sizable remnant, one of the larger remnants that's still left in the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti areas.
He says there may be as many as 100 small prairies around the county, but only a dozen or so of 5 to 10 acres or more, with a prairie being defined as an area or field with less than 5 trees per acre.
So we're looking here at some old field goldenrod. The grasses here are mostly big bluestem and Indian grass. There are a pretty wide variety of asters found in the prairie here, smooth aster, New England aster, butterfly milkweed, ironweed, a lot of plants with the word weed on the end, even though they're not really weeds.
Emily Gurman is an assistant professor in the biology department at Eastern Michigan University, conducting an experiment in the Johnson Preserve nested in the middle of a prairie planting.
We can see a little tiny blue stake over there, which is marking the corner of a plot, so let's go closer and take a look at that.
She and student researcher Joseph Proietti walked me around a field in Ann Arbor, part of the restoration project owned by the Legacy Land Conservancy of Ann Arbor. She began the experiment in the fall of 2015 with students as part of a course she was teaching. She explained some of the findings so far.
We measured seed removal as an indicator of how many seed predators there are in the area. We measured how much resources for pollinators there were, so flowers, and the average of all of those things increased in prairies that had more spatial variation in the plant communities.
We walk around the field on an early spring morning looking for signs of success.
That's a weed, that's a weed, that's a weed, that's a weed, that's a weed. We'll keep looking, we'll find something.
A lot of information for her experiment can be found in the dirt.
So this is a device that, it's just basically like a tube and you push it into the ground and get some soil out. So this is a characteristic soil profile of a former agricultural field. You can see it's really well mixed if we went down. Well, I see the color, it's brown, which tells me that this was not historically a prairie. Prairie soils are really black, whereas forest soils were more brown like this. This also has really high clay content, so this is going to be a nightmare to work with in the lab. Oh, I see a worm in there.
Anita Erskine is a volunteer steward of several natural areas around Ann Arbor and an advanced master gardener specializing in native plants. She volunteers at one of many natural prairie lands along the Huron River, including one on private property at St. Joseph Mercy Hospital in Ann Arbor. It's called the Shanghai Prairie.
It's part of a string of prairies that were found along the Huron River and that Native Americans pre-settlement were burning in the area. They burned to keep the area open so that they could see their enemies and they could increase sweetgrass and different types of things that they ate, and then also see game, you know. But burning is what makes a prairie a grassland. So there's a big string of them right along the Huron River.
She described Shanghai, as well as other prairies in Washtenaw County, as vast expanses of tall waving grasses. And what's the difference between a prairie and a garden? Professor Gurman explains.
The difference between a prairie and a garden is that a prairie is supposed to be mostly dominated by natural processes, whereas a garden is much more intensely managed.
Whether it's on hospital property or at Ann Arbor's Nichols Arboretum, you'll be standing in the middle of history if you visit a local prairie hidden in plain sight. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.